The squeak of the sneakers, the swish of the nets, bounce of the ball, and amped up crowd can only mean one thing. It's time for high school basketball on 92.1 KMGA.
On to our second game of our doubleheader this evening. The Jonathan West girls took care of business earlier tonight, and now for the boys' side. Onega has won the last two meetings between these two teams. Those both were last season, but prior to last season, Jonathan West had won the previous seven in a series. The Buffaloes are currently on an eight-game losing streak dating back to January 5th, much like the girls, and their last win in CBL play was February 7th, 2023, and was against this Jonathan West team. As for Jonathan West, they are on a six-game losing streak with a really good game a week ago here in this building against Axel. They had a one-point lead against the Eagles going into the fourth quarter, but they were outscored 13-5 in the fourth quarter. And by the way, Axel, they dropped the game against Frankfurt last night. Kind of a surprise, to say the least. They lost 68-58 in that one. We'll get to the standings here in just a bit. But also, Jonathan West trying to snap a losing streak. They're hoping for their first TBL win since January 3rd of 2023. That was a 34-31 win at Frankfurt in overtime, which was their only win last year. And looking for their first TBL home win since February 18th, 2022. That was a 44-32 win versus Lynn. And taking a look at the TBL standings on the boys' side, Clifton Clyde, they are a perfect 7-0 and 14-2 on the season. Centralia and Hanover are tied for second place. Centralia 6-0, Hanover is 7-1. Axel is in fourth, and that loss was huge yesterday. That was a 5-2, two games back of first place. They got a tough schedule the rest of the way. In Blue Valley Randolph, they are fifth at 5-3, 8-7 in league play, 2.5 games back. Running out the top six is Troy. They are 4-3, three games back. Frankfurt is in seventh at 4-5. Tied for eighth is Lynn and Valley Heights, 3-5 and 2-4 respectively. Washington County is 2-6 on the season in 10th place. And tied for 11th is Jonathan West and Onega, our two competitors here tonight. So for the remaining games for the top half of the league, Clifton Clyde has a couple of road games. They're at Hanover tonight, a huge game there, and then they're at Centralia on the 16th. For Centralia, they have to host Blue Valley Randolph on the 13th. They host Clifton Clyde on the 16th, and they're at Axel on the 20th. So a tough road for undefeated Centralia. Hanover, they will be hosting Clifton Clyde tonight, of course. They're at Axel on the 19th. Axel, they're at Blue Valley on the 16th, hosting Hanover on the 19th and hosting Centralia on the 20th. So pack-to-pack days with brutal home matchups. And then as for Blue Valley Randolph, they do still have a chance to get first place in the league, but a little bit of a stretch as they're at Centralia on the 13th, and they'll be hosting Axel on the 16th. So for Clifton Clyde and Centralia, they control their own destiny. If they win out, they're TBL champs. If Hanover wins out, they need Centralia to lose one game to get a share. But as for these two teams, they're fighting for spots in the Jonathan West boys sub-state standings. As of right now, Jonathan West, they are in fifth place. They'll be the 5 seed at 2-13. Onega will be the 7 seed. And if the season were to end before this game started, Jonathan West will be on the road at Troy. The Trojans at 7-7, a full game back of third place Berlin game. As for Onega, they will be at Bishop Seabury, who currently has the losing side of the tiebreak with Centralia, with both those two teams at 10-4. So these two teams are more or less fighting for a seed in sub-state tonight, hoping to possibly get a 5 seed, because there is a battle for the 5 seed between C-West, Onega, and also Northern Heights is a 6 seed at 113. And according to Keisha, Northern Heights has that tiebreaker. So the starters for this one, it'll be for Onega, Connor Nider, Jackson Coulterman, Kaysen Huffless, Graham Valberg, and Maddox Conis. A very young Buffaloes squad. And you can say the same thing about Jonathan West as well. They'll start with Coulter Peterson, Kelby Windmeyer, Michael Albers, Smith and Penny, and Dustin Beach. No Cooper Everly once again tonight for the Mustangs. He missed last week's game versus Axel, and he remains out. He is in uniform over there on the sideline, but he is not starting. So we'll see if possibly he comes off the bench or if he will once again not play. Their second leading scorer on the year, as we have a wardrobe malfunction with Connor Nider. Looks like we're good to go. Talk about the youth for Onega. They are starting a pair of freshmen in Maddox Honus and Casey Huckless. And for Donovan West, they also are starting quite a few underclassmen in Dustin Beach, Michael Albers, and Colter Peterson, who are all sophomores. We are underway, and Donovan West wins the tip. It'll be Colter Peterson with it from the top of the key. He'll pass to the right side for Dustin Beach, to my left, their right side. They are right in front of me here. Three ball posted up by Peterson is good off the dribble. Colter Peterson from beyond the arc. He is a stud. Tough to defend. He can knock it down off the dribble and off of the catch, shooting 35% from beyond the arc. Here is Jackson Colterman, the leading scorer for the Buffaloes with the basketball for the first time, averaging 11.9 points per game. Left side wing catch for Hutcliffe. One dribble. Give it to Snyder. He'll try three straight away. Can't respond. Rattles out of there. Rebound for Kelby Windmeyer. What a gem he has been this season, and Peterson's going to take it. And nice trip by Connor Nider. It's loose on the floor. And Windmeyer, who's got it? It's Honus and Beach that have it. We jump ball. They help each other up. Possession arrow favors Onega. So for Donovan West, 41 points per game. Onega, 36.1 points per game. Big issue for the Buffaloes this season has been turnovers, averaging 17.8 on the year. But for Donovan West, how about the three-point shooting? 39% as a team from beyond the arc. Pretty absurd stats considering their record, but that just goes to show how tough the Twin Valley League is. Hutcliffe will try a three from straight away. That one also is no good. Team 0 for 2 to start things out. Rebound for Hudson Tenney. He'll keep it himself as he brings up the left side. They go towards the middle, bounce past the block for Albers. He lays it up and in. Michael Albers, averaging 4 points and four blocks per game, as well as six rebounds. His length and athleticism down low, making him one of the best young forwards in this league. 4-0 D West, again looking for their first win at home in Twin Valley League play since February 18th, 2022. Three ball on the way. That one too strong for Jackson Colterman. That goes over the backboard. So three possessions, 3 3-point misses. And now it'll go to Donovan West once again. And Buffaloes are going to bring a full court man-to-man. Inbound goes to Peterson, who will be defended by the freshman Maddox Honus. The sophomore guard brings it up for the Mustangs. They'll call the play from the top of the key. Goes to the near side wing to Hudson Tenney. A screen from Windmeyer. He'll fire a three off the dribble. That one too strong. Ball tipped by Peterson, and it goes to the Onega bench out of bounds to the Buffaloes. Buffaloes are head coached by first-year coach Jason Kleinkamp, and as for Donovan West, they're coached by Derek Shelton. Colterman brings it up, shooting a modest 25% from beyond the arc this season. Give it up to Maddox Honus, a freshman looking for the cutting Connor Nider. Instead, he'll give it up to the top of the key to Graham Valberg with his first offensive touch of the game. Hot blitz. To Colterman from a 15-footer, and he got it. Came off a screen, caught the pass to the elbow, knocked it down. First point of the game for Onega. Quickly going the other way is Beach. Shot off the glasses. No good. Too strong. Maybe he's going a little bit too quickly with it there. And out of bounds goes to the Buffaloes. 5:17 to go, opening quarter. 4-2 Donovan West. Valberg will bring it up for the Buffaloes. Pass to the wing on the right side to Honus. To the corner, Hutcliffe. Wide open three, second attempt of the game. That one too short. Rebound for Grant Valberg. And now Colterman will try one. And that one is no good. Long rebound, Michael Albers. Onega is 0 for 6 from beyond the arc in the first 3 minutes. Come back the other way. A layup for Hudson Penny is no good, but he's fouled. He'll go to the line to shoot two. Brace Fisher will come off the bench. Onega has been known to change their starters up quite a bit this season. Fisher has a good handful of games where he started this season, but not here tonight. Free throws coming up for Hudson Penny. First free throw attempts of the game after the personal foul committed by Jackson Colterman. That first free throw is good. Fisher will come in for Hutcliffe. Cooper Everly will check in, so he is going to play here tonight. Love to see that if you're a Donovan West fan, as that one is short. No good for Penny, but an offensive rebound for Windmeyer. His putback is too strong. Tipping from Albers is no good, but he's fouled by Race Fisher. And back to the free throw line goes Donovan West. Oh, assistant coach Luke Baxter trying to urge on his team to box out here as Onega allowed a couple of opportunities. First free throw for Albers off the left side, no good. He has the lone 2-point make so far for Jonathan West. Coulter Peterson has the remaining three. Second one for Albers is Pierce. They go 2 for 4 from the free throw line at this trip. It's 6-2 Mustangs. 4:45 to go first quarter. Cross-court pass from Fisher at the top of the key for Niter. That one's no good. And they're now 0-for-7 from beyond the arc. Peterson on the run. Near side, corner catch for Eberle. His first offensive touch of the game. The top of the key, 3 straight away for Hutt. Penny is no good. Long rebound for Maddox Conant. Jonathan West themselves not much better. They're 1-for-5 from deep. Conant, left side wing catch for Niter. Short corner. Fisher drives baseline, gets bumped by Albers, and he's fouled and goes line to shoot 2. First foul of the game from the Mustangs. Onega as a team shooting 49% from the free throw line. As for Fisher, averaging 36%, averages 4.3 points, 5.1 rebounds per game. That one off the right side, no good. First free throw attempts of the game, of course, as well for Onega. And Hutcliffe's right back in. Checking in for Connor Niter. Second one is good. So it goes 1-for-2. 6-3 Mustangs. 4:13 to go first quarter. Eberle on the inbound. He'll be defended by Casey Hutcliffe. Three legs dribble. Eberle, crossover dribble. Eberle averaging 7.4 points per game. Nice pass inside. Albers lays it up and in. Nice feed from Hudson Penny. Albers with multiple field goals. 5 points for him. Donovan West scoring dynamic. Very interesting. They have 5 players that have in between 7 and 8 points per game. Hutcliffe from the top of the key with the catch. Thought about the three, but holds on to it as he's 0-for-2 on the day. Give his to Race Fisher. Honus trying to come to it, but Rick Fisher goes the other way instead to Jackson Coulterman. From the right wing, goes towards the middle, gives it to Hutcliffe. Back to Honus, left side wing. Pass fake baseline. We go to the middle to Fisher. Slowly moving the ball around, and this one is a 3-ball no good once again for Valberg. And now that pass from Penny stripped into the hands of Hutcliffe, but he goes from being in the front court to the back court, so backcourt violation from the freshman. And possession arrow will go to, or not, the fall will go to Mustangs. 3:13 left to go. Story of this one for Onega. They're 0-for-8 from beyond the arc. Here's the inbound to Coulter Peterson. Defended by Maddox Honus. Screen by Winmeyer. He'll be able to drive, pull up, has an open floater. It's good. Miscommunication defensively for Omega. He's got 5, and a timeout called by the Buffaloes. 10-3 our score, 3:01 to go, first quarter here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
To be successful in the agricultural market these days, you need the right equipment, the highest quality seed, and a relentless work ethic. With so much riding on the bottom line, can you afford to have anything but the best for crop protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas for peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Beth Dieters, the right agent to help you at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Call 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance, an equal opportunity provider.
Kansaland. 10-3, Donovan West leading at home against Onega. 3:01 remaining. It's been all about the three-point game for both teams. Either of them have really been able to get one to fall. Their teams are combined for 1-for-13, with Onega being 0-for-8, and Donovan West being 1-for-5. Michael Albers with 5 points, though, for the Mustangs. Ball stripped away from Casey Hutcliffe out of bounds. It'll stay with the Buffaloes. Connor Niter will now check back in. Niter checking in for Graham Valberg, who froze frustrated with himself, missing a couple of threes here early on. Inbound for Honus, deflected by Winmeyer out of bounds, was hoping for a steal there. Pass intended for Hutcliffe. Inbound for Honus to Niter in the corner. On the right side, dribbles towards the middle. Defended by Eberle, hands it back out to Hutcliffe. the top of the key. Up in his grill is Windmeyer. Gives up his dribble. Far side corner on the left side. Coltman trips. Loses it. Picks it back up. Turns. Fades. No good. Rebound Cooper Eberle. Finds crossover dribble getting away from Connor Nider. Up the right side. Making the hand back. Thought about shooting it. Now enters it into Albert. 5 points for him so far. Going up against Fisher. Lays it up and in. Off the glass. 7 points for Michael Albert. The sophomore forward. Who averages just 4 points per game. It's 12-3. Donovan West. Left side corner catch. Colton is going to try a defended three. Nice defense by Peterson. That one's well short. Another miss for Onega. Is now the pass up ahead. Intended for Eberle. Deflected out of bounds by Connor Nider. And we'll stay with the Mustangs with 2:02 to play. Peterson will get a break. And Hudson Penny will check back in. Also, Jackson Coltman will get a break. Goldberg checks back in. Three ball for Beach. That one way too strong. Rebound race Fisher. Here come the Buffaloes. An offensive foul. Easy call as Nider lowered his shoulder. And ran over Kelby Windmeyer. And that will be his first personal foul. 1:56. Left to go first quarter, 12-3, Mustang. Eberle, give it to Windmeyer, right side wing. To the top of the key on the dribble, Hudson Penny. Right side wing once again with it, this time it's Dustin Beach. Windmeyer, entry pass, Albers kicks it out. Thought about the three, but drives right is Cooper Eberle, hands it out. Now driving is Penny, gets past a couple defenders, a nice move, he spins it off the glass and in. And that is his first field goal of the game. He has three. It's 14-3. Donovan West. Off the catch, Nider drives too strong off the backboard for Connor Nider on the drive from the left side wing. Rebound Donovan West. Entry pass to Windmeyer. He'll get a shot off the glass, and it's the easy layup over Connor Nider. Didn't get back on defense that time. And Windmeyer with his first basket of the game. It's 16-3. 1 minute to go, first quarter. As the offensive and defensive woes continue for the Buffaloes. Fisher with the catch, drive and kick. Thought about the revolver, and he lowers his shoulder, and that's going to be a blocking foul, though. That was a good attempt that time. Trying to take the charges. Cooper Eberle able to get him with the blocking foul. That'll be his first team second. The clock stops with 51.4 seconds left. Colton Peterson checks back in for Donovan West. Checks Colton in for Onega. Exiting for D. West is Kelby Windmeyer, and exiting for Onega is Connor Nider. Onus the inbounder from the right side into Fisher from the wing. Coachman now with a catch to the right of the top of the key. Hutchlitz, now Onus, left side wing. The freshman pass fake, baseline goes middle with that move earlier. Goldberg, back to Fisher, top of the key. He needs to work from the perimeter here. Huffless now extends. He'll try his third three of the game. That one no good as well. And loose on the rebound. Picked up by Albers. And whistle. His body hit the floor. It's going to be a traveling call. I think it's Dustin Beach who ended up getting the initial rebound before he traveled it. And 28.1 seconds left. Onega is now 0 for 10 from beyond the arc with 16.3 seconds left. Inbound from Maddox Honus. Go to Race Fisher. Pass was kind of off for the palm and didn't get all he wanted into it, but he's still able to find his man and get him right back. They retain possession with 20 seconds left. It's 16-3, Donovan West. Goldberg to Fisher. Top of the key pass, Honus. Now with the left side on the wing. Huffless to the top of the key with 10 seconds. Nice defense by Colter. Peterson defending the back door on Coltman. Now pass to him. It's deflected with 5 seconds left into his hands. Coltman, offensive foul. He lowered his shoulder into Coltman. Trying to get them, or into Peterson, excuse me. He's trying to get some separation from Peterson. And committed his second personal foul of the game with 1.8 seconds left. Terrific defense by the Mustangs in that last 20-second possession. Eberle, the inbounder, with 1.8. And a whistle, and a technical foul is called by head coach Jason Klankamp of Onega. So two free throws and the ball coming up for the Mustangs. This game goes from bad to worse for the Buffaloes. We talk about a terrific start for this Donovan West boys team. very similar to what happened in the girls' game. It was 13-2 in the girls' game. It's 16-3 here. It'll be Colter Peterson shooting the technical foul free throws. He's got 5 points on the game. He will try to extend this Mustangs lead. First one on the way is good. Peterson, a sharp shooter. Very consistent from anywhere. He puts the ball up in the air. 70% from the charity stripe. That one's on the way. That one is good as well. So he's tied for the team lead with 7 with Michael Albers. Donovan West now up 18-3. And by the way, they still got a chance to get a shot up here before the end of the quarter with 1.8 seconds left. Again, Everly, the inbounder across half court on the left side. And waiting for Connor Niter to check in. He'll come in for Case Hutcliffe. Here is the inbound from Everly, looking for someone to get open here. To the corner, catch for Penny, 3 at the buzzer, that one's no good. Rebound Ray Fisher, and that's how the quarter comes to a close. With a dominant performance from Donovan West, 18-3 after 8 minutes of play. Back here in 60 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Helena Agri-Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri-Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
It's time to think about the future with United Bank and Trust in our individual retirement accounts, or IRA options. We understand that retirement planning can seem overwhelming. Just imagine having your dreams of a peaceful and secure retirement become a reality. So visit our website or local branch today. At United Bank and Trust, let us be your partners towards a secure future and a comfortable life after work. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
KMGA. 18-3 is our score after the first quarter. Onega went 0 for 10 from beyond the arc in the first 8 minutes of this one. And head coach Jason Claycamp picking up a technical foul in the process. So 7 points apiece for Michael Albers and Colter Peterson. Now back underway with quarter number 2 as Donovan West will get another chance to score here. Colter Peterson made both of their technical foul free throws right before the break. Peterson from just inside the half-court circle gives it to Winmeyer, gives it right back to Peterson. Driving kick, Everly, try a 3, got it! Right side corner. Cooper Everly with his first points of the game, and it's 21-3. Snyder drives middle from the left wing, a kick and a 3 is good for Maddox Honus. Trying to take the charge, looked like it was a pretty clean contact in terms of Snyder hitting his defender head on. Looked like it might have been gotten away with a charge there. Nothing was called, but instead, first three-pointer of the game. And it's 21-6. Right side corner, Everly. Out to Penny. Hypo sketch, Winmeyer kicks out Peterson. Left side, Veach, good pace on passing around the perimeter. Everly's going to try another one. That one is good! Cooper Everly knocks down a pair of threes in the opening minute of the second quarter. It's 24-6. Bolterman gives up his dribble. In trouble. Right side wing catch for Maddox Honus. To Ray Fisher. Now to Colterman. Left side defended by Peterson. Drives baseline. Stop. Turns around. Fires. Too strong. Rebound. Dustin Veach. Donovan West. Nice crossover dribble to shake. Jackson Colterman. Up ahead to Winmeyer. Pass to Veach was deflected but into his hands. Peterson to Everly. Now right side corner. Wraparound pass. Penny into Winmeyer. Fading away. Shot no good. Rebound Ray Fisher. Here comes Snyder up the left side. Goes middle. Jump stop. Hits his man and deflected out of bounds. They're going to say no foul as Everly tried to take the charge. He lost it, and there's the last touch by Everly. They'll stay with the Bucks. LJ Kelzer checking for the first time tonight. Played a pair of quarters in these university games, so he gets to play two here in the varsity game. Also, Casey Huffless checking in as well. So Wahlberg and Fisher to the bench. Snyder drives baseline around Beach, lays it up. Too strong. Did that earlier. Rebound for Hudson Penny. Up the right side is Peterson. From the wing to Beach. He'll try a three. Right side, no good. Rebound Huffless. So Onega. 2 minutes into this second quarter, 24-6. Mustangs with a hefty lead. Onis almost traveled on a pass fake. Jonathan West hoping for their first win at home in Twin Valley play since mid-February of 2022. They are well on their way here so far. They have held Onega to just two field goal makes so far. Jab step fake, three ball on the way by Nider. Off the heel, no good. Rebound Hudson Penny, another miss from beyond the arc for the Buffaloes. And now 1-for-11. Or big apart, 1-for-12. Nice wraparound pass, but can't get the shot to go for Windmeyer on the dish from Hudson Penny. Rebound for Onega. Missed opportunity that time for the Mustangs. Kelzer to Nider, left side wing. Top of the key for Huffless. Give now to Coltman from the wing, dribbles middle. To Kelzer, now Honus, head fake, defended by Hudson Penny. 4:45 to go, second quarter. Onega moving the ball around the perimeter methodically. Cutting baseline is Honus to make the catch, now retreats at the corner. High post for Kelzer, goes to work, from the block, and he travels with it. Michael Albers checking in for the first time this quarter for the Mustangs. He'll come in for Kelby Windmeyer, so they'll go a little bit. Well, I guess the size gets a little bit bigger, because Albers is a little bit taller than Windmeyer as they go forward for forward substitution. Race Fisher will check in for Kelzer. Peterson will bring it up for the Mustangs. Head coach Derek Shelton calls out the play call here. Head coach Jason Playcamp for Onega gives his team some encouragement after what has been a very rough night for the Buffaloes. Peterson to the top of the key. Albers working the high post. Penny working the baseline. Peterson tells Penny to go to the corner. High post catch, Albers. He's double teamed, kicking out Peterson. Right side corner catch. Penny drives baseline. Stopped there by Huffless. High post catch, Albers. Kicks out Peterson. Halfway through the second quarter. Again, good ball movement around the perimeter from the Mustangs. Peterson gets a screen from Albers, goes to his left, and knocks down the 15-footer. And Colter Peterson with his first basket of the quarter. He's got 9. It's 26-6. Huffless goes to Nider. He'll try to drive baseline. He'll lay it up. That's slotted, but he is fouled. He'll go to the line to shoot 2. He's been aggressive, but he has not been able to finish around the cup. He's scoreless. Chance to put some points on the board right here for the Buffaloes. They trail 26-6 with 3:39 to go here in quarter number 2. Nider, a 48% free throw shooter. Second leading scorer, 10.4 points per game. His first free throw is good. And meanwhile, he's 20% from beyond the arc. Jackson Coulterman in for Max Honus, and Grant Wahlberg in for Race Fisher for the Buffaloes. So one more try for the senior guard, Connor Nider for Onega. On its way, and too strong. Rebound for Cooper Everly. To Penny, back to Everly. On the top of the key, gives it up to Peterson. Bounce pass, Beach. Back to Peterson, to Everly. Peterson thought about the three. Now Everly will fire away a three. That one too strong this time. His first miss of the game is 2-for-3 now, and a foul against Duncan West on the rebound going the other way as Fisher secured it for the Buffaloes. And that one goes against Dustin Beach. That is his first. And Kelby Windmeyer back in for the Mustangs. We'll check in for Beach. Apparently he's bloodied up a little bit on his hand, his right hand. Coulterman dribbles off his own heel. He has to be a backcourt violation as it goes into the backcourt. 3:10 to go, second quarter, 26-7. Jonathan West leading Onega. Both teams, bottom feeders in the league standings, both 0-8. Donovan West 2-13, Onega 1-13. Both teams fighting for seeding in the sub-state standings. It is kind of jumbled up there at the bottom with Northern Heights being the other team that right there. Here is Windmeyer from just beyond the block. It knocks home a jumper, fading away. He's got four. It's 28-7. Got a football score here. But as of right now, Donovan West, the 5 seed at 2-13. Northern Heights, the 6 seed at 1-13 as Fisher is fouled going up. He'll get two free throws. And Onega is considered the 7 seed as they are also 1-13 as Keisha gives Northern Heights, for whatever reason, the tiebreaker. A foul against Michael Albers. It's his second. So we'll see if they keep him in or if they decide to send him to the bench for the remainder of the half. And Hayden Paulino will now go to the scores table. First free throw for Fisher is good. And he will check in for Albers. So more try for Fisher with 2:45 to go. Senior forward Benzanese lets it go. No good. Rebound secured by Valberg. His put back is no good from 6 feet out. Rebound by Kelby Windmeyer. Good rebound there by Valberg. Here's Peterson from the left side corner. He'll drive baseline around Fisher. Wrap around pass to Paulino to the corner right side for Penny. Enter pass the block. Windmeyer fading away. No good this time as well. Falling to his right. Rebound case Cutcliffe. It will be Onega basketball. Enter pass to Fisher from Nider. He'll give it up to Hutcliffe. He'll try mid-range jumper, and it is good. Head coach, assistant coach Luke Baxter knew that one was in from all the way. Saw him do that against Axtell as well. A couple of jumpers. He stood up and started to celebrate as soon as the ball went up in the air. Used to be the head coach a year ago. Now under head coach Jason Claycamp. Driving middle, pull-up jumper for Colter Peterson. Good after it hit the back iron, popped up in the air, and fell through there. 4 points in the quarter, 11 for the ball game. First player for either team to reach double digits, and it's 30-10 in favor of the West. What a terrific scoring effort it's been from Donovan West in this first half. 18 first-quarter points, 12 more here in the second as Fisher enter pass to him, and he just bodies, backs down Kevin Windmeyer, and he lays it up and in for his first field goal of the game. He's got four. And it's now 30-12. Peterson to Everly in the corner. On the right side, kick out to Peterson. Back to Everly. 2 for 3 from the beyond the arc on the day. Driving middle and stopping is Peterson. Gives it to Windmeyer. Now out to Penny from the half-court circle. Windmeyer from the top of the key gives to Paulino. He'll get it right back after completely giving up to Hudson Penny. Enter pass to Windmeyer. Shut over. Ray Fisher is no good. Rebound on the other side of the rim for Case Cutcliffe. 50 seconds left for the Buffaloes. Valberg, enter pass through cutting Fisher. Nice defense by Hayden Paulino. It's a jump ball. He reached in there, and he was able to get a piece. Fantastic work that time by the sophomore. Possession arrow will keep it with the Buffaloes, and Beach will come in for Paulino. 44.8 seconds left. Inbound for Valberg, two cutting Nider, and he's fouled on the floor. And that one will go against Dustin Beach. That is his second. So him and Albers both with two, and Paulino will check right back in the ballgame. And coach Derek Shelton, I don't think too happy with that call, but not causing a huge stink about it. As mentioned, Coach Claycamp for Onega, a technical foul called against him with 1.8 seconds left in the second quarter. Hutcliffe kicked to the top of the key for Coltman to Fisher with 38 seconds left. High post catch Hutcliffe. He'll drive to the right. Going to his right. He is fouled and one. How about the freshman, Case Hutcliffe? He's going to be good in this league for a long time. He can continue to develop. That foul goes against Hayden Paulino. That is his first. Free throw is good. He's got 5 points in the quarter. It's 30-15. Mustangs have still been able to double up the Buffaloes here in this first half, playing some terrific defense, including giving up just 3 points in the opening quarter. Everly caught it in the backcourt. It's going to be backcourt violation. Nider wanted a little bit of, Everly wanted a little bit of a foul, as he believes he got shoved by Nider to get to the backcourt, but that's not what it's called. So, turnover to the Buffaloes with 16.9 seconds left. You know, might possibly hold it for the last possession. Trying to get it in and threw it behind Coulterman, but it gets into the hands of Connor Nider. Fed it heavily by Penny. He tries to get past him in the lane. Shut up off the glass. It's good. Play design might have been to hold the last shot, but he had an opportunity. 7 seconds left now for Jonathan West. And Nider fouls Hudson Penny with 4.4 seconds left at the top of the key. And that is just the first foul of the half, or bigger part of the quarter, against Onega. And the second, though, against Connor Nider. And he will go to the bench, and Maddox Conis will check in for the remaining 4.4 seconds left in the tap. 30-17, Jonathan West. Just like the first quarter, have a chance to get a buzzer beater. This is Eberle. Looking to get it in, hands it off to Peterson. Kick to the corner. Driving middle, kick it out. Peterson to the buzzer. Short. And that's how the quarter comes to a close. Both teams solid offensive output in quarter number two, making it 30-17 at the half in favor of Jonathan West. Halftime show coming up next, brought to you by Hudson Community College here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
There's something easy you can do to save energy and money. It's insulating your home with Owens Corning Insulation from Suther Building Supply in Seneca. A properly insulated home can save you up to 20% on your heating and cooling energy bills. These days, that's real money. Almost 80 million American homes are under-insulated, so odds are your home's a candidate for more insulation. And Owens Corning makes insulating easy. So what's stopping you? Call Suther Building Supply today, 336-2255, for a free quote.
This is Whitney Wilson, owner of Downtown Seneca's best apparel, footwear, and accessory store. We believe in the power of community and the importance of supporting our local businesses. When you shop with us, you're not just buying apparel, footwear, and accessories. You're investing in your local community. At Fitted, we help you feel comfortable in your own skin. Shop small, shop local, shop Fitted with us, and be a part of something bigger. Stop by and see why people come back time and time again to visit with our friendly staff. Shop small, shop local, shop fitted in downtown Seneca, Kansas.
At the Brian Green Allstate Agency, we redefine insurance options. Be rewarded for your hard work to build your credit as we offer unparalleled rate customization. This is Brian Green. While others limit your choices, we believe in adapting to your needs. Don't stay stuck in old ways. Experience a new era of insurance tailored to you. Trust me and my team for innovative coverage that fits your lifestyle, your protection, your way. Contact us at 785-271-5060. Choose the Brian Green Agency with Allstate, where you're in good hands. Ours.
Meet Corey Thomas, the new hometown hero for your ag and commercial lending needs at Community National Bank.
With deep roots in our local community, I understand your financial needs. With my dedication and expertise, I can ensure tailored solutions for your business. Trust a local guy who's committed to your success, located at our Sabetha branch. Welcome home to Community National Bank.
You feel right at home, right at
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
There are a lot of jobs out there. Come for a job and stay for a career at Life Care Center of Seneca. We are offering a $3,500 sign-on bonus for all nursing staff. As an employee, when you refer a new hire, you're paid $1,000. The bonus pay starts on the first check. Flexible schedules, education assistance for license and certifications, and excellent pay and benefits. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528. 336-3528.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College, transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Thank you. All right, halftime here on the boys' side of things. And it's brought to you by Highland Community College. Donovan West leading at home 30-17 over Onega. And taking you back on how things have transpired so far in this one. Onega, they started the game 0-10 from beyond the arc in the first quarter. And Donovan West, they didn't have a whole lot of success either from deep. They had just one make, but they were really able to get things going with Michael Albers inside. He had 7 first quarter points. Peterson did as well as he started to really get his offense going here late in that first quarter. He also had 7 in that opening frame. Yeah, they held Onega to just 1 field goal make in the period. They had an 18-3 lead going into quarter number 2. And in the second quarter, Cooper Eberle came in, knocked down a couple of threes. Colter Peterson added 4 more points, and they were able to hold Onega at bay. 30-17 is now our score here at halftime. Cason Huplitz, how about him? He had 5 points in the third quarter. He leads the Buffaloes in scoring as of right now with those 5 points. Also 4 points for Race Fisher with 1 field goal make towards the end of the second quarter. 3 points apiece for Maddox Honus and Connor Nider, and 2 points for Jackson Coulterman, who had the lone field goal make in that first quarter. For Donovan West, 11 points for Colter Peterson, 7 for Michael Albers. Again, all those coming in the first quarter. He sat out for a good portion of the second quarter due to foul trouble. Also 6 points for Cooper Eberle with a pair of threes. Kelby Windmeyer has 4, and Hudson Penny has 2. So we're going to go a step aside for a break here on our halftime show, brought to you by Howland Community College, close to home, far from debt, online at howlandcc.edu. We'll have some scoring updates for you across our area and across TVL here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
Calling all ranchers and livestock owners. Safeguard your herd with livestock risk protection insurance. Protect your investment against market volatility and unexpected losses. Whether you raise cattle or pigs, ensure your livelihood with coverage tailored to your needs. Don't leave your profits to chance. Secure your future in the barn and the market. Livestock risk protection, because your animals and your bottom line deserve the best defense. Call SBS Insurance now to fence in your financial security.
Your project starts here at Sawalmer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Stop by Sawalmer Lumber in Seneca and purchase any carpet of any kind and upgrade to our top-of-the-line pink pad for no additional charge. Our top-of-the-line pink pad features memory foam for ultimate comfort. Enhance your space and extend the life of your carpet with the quality material and expertise that only Sawalmer Lumber provides. This opportunity is only available for a limited time, so stop by today. Transform your home where every improvement begins with Sawalmer Lumber in Seneca.
What do you look for in a good ag lender? Local decision-making? Quick responses on questions? Personalized business packages with a focus on your financial goals? Guidance with the latest technology? On-site visits with respect for your time and your schedule? If that sounds good to you, give us a call. We're here to help you grow. First Heritage Bank. In Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Got a final score on the girls' side. Hanover defeats Clifton Clyde 57-44. So what does that mean? That means Hanover is now a part of that three-way tie for second place with Frankfort and Valley Heights. With Frankfort and Hanover both 7-2, Valley Heights is 6-1, all three are a half game out of first place. Centralia got a win tonight, but they were in an anomaly game at St. Mary's. They're now 14-1. As for Clifton Clyde, they're now in fifth. They're 6-2. They are one game back. They do have a couple opportunities, as they will be at Valley Heights coming up next Tuesday, and they're at Centralia on the 16th. So a tough schedule the rest of the way for Clifton Clyde, and they are unable to get it done tonight. A huge win, though, for Hanover, because all they have left is a game here in this building against teams that are in the top half of the league, that is. They'll be in this building on Friday night, and they will be done against teams in the top half of the league. So they still have a chance, as they are a half game out of first place at 7-2, behind Centralia in tie with Frankfurt and Valley Heights. So things are starting to get even more jumbled in the Twin Valley League on the girls' side. As for other scores, see if we possibly have something on the boys' side from the Twin Valley League. We have a halftime score, Valley Heights leading Lynn 26-14. And that is all I got from the Twin Valley League, that is. Now looking for some of our scores that are outside the league, but around the area. Let's take a look what we got. Nemaha Central, they are currently leading Sabetha 22-14. And what an upset that would be. Sabetha, of course, first place in the Big 7, trying to hold off Nemaha Central and win another league title. As for head coach John Thomas of Nemaha Central, he's on career win number 499. So if he could win tonight, that would be a big one there. Halftime elsewhere in the Big 7, Holton leading Jefferson West 13-11. And in the Northeast Kansas League, Jackson Heights and Pleasant Ridge are tied 18-18. All right, that is all I got. Those are your scoring updates brought to you by Hull House, Auto House, and Fairview. It's time to update your vehicle. How many Hull House vehicles have you seen today? HullHouseAutoHouse.com. This has been also your halftime report brought to you by Highland Community College. 30-17 here in this one. Jonathan West leading Onega. Those just joining us. 11 points in the first half for Coulter Peterson. 7 in the first quarter, 4 in the second. Also 7 for Michael Albers, who got all of his in the first quarter, missed most of the second quarter due to foul trouble. He has 2 personal fouls, so does Upseach. He was scoreless in the first half. And we're back underway. Donovan West with the ball to start things out in quarter number 3. Here's Penny. High post catch for Kelby Windmeyer to Albers in the short corner left side. Beach for the catch, right side, corner 3, air ball, rebound, Albers, his putback is no good, swatted out of there by Case Nuffless, the freshman. What a first half he had. He had 5 points, all of which coming in the second quarter. Here's Connor Nider with it. He's got 1 field goal make so far tonight, enter pass to Fisher. The freshman forward, making part of the senior forward, kicks it out, pull up jumper for Graham Valberg, no good off the dribble, sits up in the air by Fisher, and he hauls it in. Back out to Valberg, right side from the wing. Coltman back up to a wide open Valberg, he'll try the 3, that's missed. A little bit short, rebound by Albers. Peterson, the left side to the corner, Penny. Nice find inside for Windmeyer. He's out in 1. No, they're going to say that was on the floor. Oh, my goodness. That was against Ray Fisher. That is his second. That looked like a pretty clear foul going up to me, if you ask me. Plus, they're going to wave the basket. Penny one bound, bounce back, nice find for Windmeyer. This time, no good on the shot. He gets his own miss, falling away, shot no good on the second try, and a rebound by Ray Fisher. Outlet pass too far ahead for Hutless, and almost stolen away by Peterson. He just backs it out of bounds near half court, and he'll stay with the Buffaloes. Another team scoring in the opening minute of the third quarter. Still 30-17 with 6:56 to go. Hutless catch left side corner. Ball over his head, gives to Valberg, and a Nider. Thought about the 3, but holds on to it. Snyder hands it off. Beg your pardon. Fisher hands it off to Snyder. The screen goes middle, pulls up, 13-footer, no good. Rebound, Hutchless, put back, and that one off the glass is no good. He tips it up in the air, but into the hands of Kelby Windmeyer. Beach brings it up. He had it tapped away by Coulterman. He dove on it, and they retain possession. Pass to Beach. He was looking for it. Stolen away by Coulterman. Here's Snyder, behind the back dribble, and trying to get a shot up. It's blocked by Coulter Peterson. Not somebody you see get a whole lot of blocks with his stature, but he's able to swat Connor Nider that time, and he gets the rebound as well. Nider kind of bobbles it a little bit. Didn't get the shot he wanted. Peterson drives left in the lane. Pull up, floater, open, no good. Couldn't get it to rattle home. Rebound by Ray Fisher. Doing a good job on the glass so far this quarter. 2 minutes gone. Here in quarter number 3, still no score from either team. Entry pass to Fisher, nice speed. And to his leading hand, he lays it up and in. There's our first basket on the assist from Connor Nider. Fisher now with 6. He leads the team. Peterson dribbles to the wing on the left side. Passes to Penny. From the top of the key, back to Peterson. Salvers, left corner. The Myers pass deflected. Stolen away by Connor Nider. The senior gets bumped and splits it up, wanting a foul call. Not going to get it, though. Whitmire gets punched by Coulterman. Tried to punch the ball out. And he has got some words to say, does Whitmire. And timeout's going to be called by Donovan West. And Coulterman clapping it up, bumps with Dustin Beach a little bit. And some words being exchanged. Things getting a little heated between the two teams in the bottom of the league. We'll step aside for 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The Knights of Columbus is a Catholic organization that gives millions to charity each year. Hi, this is Kirby Schmelbly, field agent for the Knights of Columbus in Seneca. I also want to remind you that we offer life insurance, long-term planning, and our retirement products are guaranteed to never lose money. Some of our investment rates have raised significantly, so call me and we can discuss some ideas that would be a good fit for you. 785-213-5787. That's 785-213-5787.
Kansaland Radio.
5:29 remaining in quarter number three. Donovan West leads at home 30-19. Mustangs hoping for their first basket of this quarter. They'll have to wait as they go on defense. Buffaloes will have it out of the timeout. Things getting heated a little bit here between the two teams. Lob on the inbound, stolen away by Whitmire. Up ahead to Peterson, pass deflected, stolen away by Coulterman. He might have traveled, but he's able to get the pass to Huffless. He drives middle, shot one another by Albert, for a foul. And he'll go to the line to shoot two. The Onega bench starting to get into it, as mentioned. When the sides get heated, that's when the bench and the coaches start to come alive a little bit. And also, head coach Jason Claycamp for the Buffaloes, picking up a technical foul with 1.8 seconds left in the first quarter. Free throw on its way, and good for Huffless. 6 points now for him. Tied for the team lead with Ray Fisher. And by the way, that foul picked up by Albers, his third. He'll stay in the game for the time being. His second free throw is good as well. So Onega back with a nine. Single-digit deficit for the first time in a while. He gets pushed in the back as Peterson, nothing called. And he'll just try to get it out of there, and Penny, he got reached in a couple times, nothing called still, driving the lane, loses it, picks it up in the block, it's bumped, nothing called, now they call something. My goodness, he probably got fouled about four times as he went from the left side of the wing all the way into the paint. And that foul goes against Race Fisher, his third. They are letting these kids play here tonight, which I don't know is a wise decision with how physical things have gotten and how heated things have become. That's usually when the officials need to tighten things up and not let the game get out of hand. They're letting things go here. First free throw is off the right side, no good for Hudson Penny. Penny, 0 for 3 from the free throw line. Second free throw from Penny. He has 2 points on this ball game back in the first quarters when he got a field goal. That one's no good as well. Loose ball, and Penny ran away from it, but he comes back to get it. He gets the rebound. He'll drive in the lane. Scoop shot is good off the glass. Hudson Penny couldn't get any free throws, but gets the layup to fall. It's 32-21. A much-needed basket. Their first of this quarter with 4:50 to go. Coulterman, top of the key. Goes to his left. My right. Back towards the middle, defended by Colton Peterson. Pass goes back in the same direction to Ballberg. Now the middle. High key catch, and a shot is good for Case Huffless from 16 feet out. His first field goal of the quarter. He has nine. And it's 32-23. Left side corner catch, Veach to Peterson. Back to Veach. Back to Peterson. Bounce pass. Penny wrap around. Working the interior is Whitmire. Kicks it out. Three ball for Cooper Aberley. Too strong this time. Rebound Race Fisher again. No outlet to Ballberg. Up ahead to Nider. Right side wing. He'll drive middle. Jump stop. Kicks it out. Huffless is going to try three. Short, missing everything. And I save by Ballberg when he goes right to Kelby Whitmire. They got numbers. He slows it up. Now gives it to Penny on the run. Right side. Gets around Race Fisher on the Euro step. No good. Putback is there, though. From the right side for Kelby Whitmire. It's a 34-23. The crowd's starting to come back alive here in Highland. Snyder with a catch. Right side wing. Nice entry pass once again to Race Fisher. Shot is short. Everly wanted the charge. Not going to get it. Wasn't a whole lot of contact, and here come the Mustangs. 3:30 to go, third quarter. Peterson, left side wing, to Penny, top of the key. They'll slow it up. As Onega is now in a 2-3 zone. Left side corner catch, edge of pass. Kelby Windmeyer shot off the glass. Too strong this time on the entry from Eberle. Rebound Ray Fisher again. He's been on the boards for Onega here in this third quarter. Coachman, left side wing catch. Defended by Peterson. High post catch for Fisher. Low post catch. Huffless. He is fouled by Cooper Eberle. Not happy with the call. Is the junior guard for Donovan West. And that is going to be his first personal. First free throw for Huffless is short. His first miss from the charity stripe today, excuse me. His opponents will check in for Ray Fisher. So Onega will go a little bit smaller here. Huffless will be the 5, most likely. Second one on its way is good. He's got 10 on the game, 5 in the second, and 5 in the third. And timeout is called. 34-24, Donovan West. 3:02 left to go, third quarter. We're going to step aside for 30 seconds here on the MNC Sports Radio Network.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
KMZA.
Kaysen Huffless, the freshman for Onega, keeping the Buffaloes alive. He has 10. Race Fisher with 6. They are back within 10. After trailing by as much as 15 in this one. That was the difference at the end of the first quarter. At halftime, it was a 13-point lead for the Mustangs. Now it's down to a 10-point deficit. And it got to as small as 9 points earlier. 3:02 to go, third quarter, 34-24. Donovan West with the lead at home against Onega. Mustangs looking for their first home win against a TVL opponent since February of 2022. High post catch, Windmeyer. Left side and wing for Eberle. Jeff's at middle. Eberle, beg your pardon, for Penny. Gives it out to Peterson. Defended by Honus. Well, Penny, wraparound pass. Windmeyer working the interior. Shot off the glass is good over Huffless. And Windmeyer now with 8. 4 in the first half, 4 in the third quarter. We back up to 12. Honus, left side wing catch. Valberg, he'll go from the left elbow back to Connor Nider from the top of the key. He's defended by Dustin Beach. Puts on the floor after holding onto it for a while. Honus looking inside for Huffless. Working the low post. To Nider. He'll drive from the right side wing. Pull up jumper. No good from 8 feet. Nice save by Valberg. In the corner, he gets pushed in the back. Nothing called. And they're going to stay out of bounds off of Onega. Looked to me when Valberg tried to rally in the corner. He got pushed in the back by Hudson Penny, but nothing was called. Again, the officials have been not calling a lot of contact here, despite things really getting heated in the third quarter. Words have been exchanged. There's been a little bit of pushing and shoving. Not too much to where this game has really gotten out of hand or anything like that, but still a lot of heat, if you will. Or a lot of beef. Drive right side for Peterson. Pass deflected. Picks it up, and he is pushed a little bit by Nider. Holds onto it, though. He'll get it back, and he'll give up to Penny. High post catch, Windmeyer. Corner catch, Eberle. He's going to try his 5th three of the night. That one is good! He is 3 for 5 from beyond the arc. His first of the quarter, he has 9. It's 39-24, Donovan West. Tie for their largest lead of the ballgame. A 6-0 run for Donovan West. After their lead was shrunk down to 9. Pull up jumper for Huffless. Good from 17 feet just outside the free throw line. From straight away, that is his 2nd field goal make of the quarter, and he has 11. Or Vega Barney has 12. 7 here in this quarter. 1:03 remaining in quarter number 3. 39-26, Donovan West. Penny to Peterson, top of the key. Nice crossover dribble to his left, kick out. Everybody's going to try another one. That one heavily defended. That was a little bit short. Going over the backboard, it'll go to the Buffaloes. Good defense on that closeout. 48.8 seconds left in the quarter. And now Race Fisher will come in for Graham Valberg to give them hopefully a little bit of post presence down low, but it'll start the possession on the right wing with Nider working the right post. Now screen for him to come out to the wing. I'll make a catch, pass it on low, tipped out of bounds by Eberle. Again, that feed from Nider to Fisher has worked really well, just kind of passing it to his front hand. Got a couple of baskets off that. He has six on the game. Inbound goes to Fisher. Now to Huckless. On a skip pass. His pass deflected, but back into his hands. 15 feet out, gets a new set of dribbles. He'll kick it out after dribbling it once. Air ball on the three by Nider. Rebound Donovan West. Baseball pass up ahead to Peterson for Penny. Crossover dribble to his left. To the wing. Goes signal for Eberle to go to the corner with 20 seconds left in the quarter. Bounce pass to Penny. Left to the right side near half court. Defended by Maddox Honus with 13 seconds left now. Crossover dribble to his left. Goes middle. And whistle and timeout called by Coach Shelton with 11.2 seconds left. It'll be a full timeout. And we'll take a 30-second break. It's 39-26. Donovan West leads at home with 11.2 seconds left here in the third quarter here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals can outfit you with the tools you need for inside projects. They have three styles of floor sanders, sheetrock jacks, carpet stretchers, indoor scaffolding, a texture gun for ceilings and walls, a tile scraper remover, carpet cleaners and solutions, even a portable table saw and sliding compound miter saw. Go online to their website, HeinenTrueValue.com, for all their rental tool listings. And like them on Facebook, Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
KMZA.
11.2 seconds left. One more opportunity for Donovan West to add to their lead going into the fourth quarter. I mentioned Onega cut their deficit down to 9, but since then, Donovan West able to extend it back out to 15, now down to 13. So it's been kind of around that 15 to 10 range for pretty much the entire game. It was an 18-3 lead in the first quarter for Donovan West. Kind of just stayed around that mark for the rest of this game. Inbound is Peterson with 10 seconds left now. 8 seconds. Peterson dribbling. Passes to Penny with 5. Into the corner. Passes it for Veach. Deflected out of bounds. They'll stay with the Mustangs with 3.3 seconds left. Good defense by Connor Nider to jump that pass. Headed for the sophomore guard. Inbound will be for Penny. Penny with 3.3 seconds left. Inbound to Peterson on the run. Layup is too strong. Rebound for Huckless. That's how the quarter comes to a close. He used the backboard that time, but went straight at it and went too strong. 39-26, our score after 3. We'll be back with the fourth quarter coming up next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
During the month of February, Americans see the human heart as a symbol of love. Did you know February is American Heart Month? It's a time to show yourself the love. Learn your risk for heart disease and stroke and stay heart healthy for yourself and for your loved ones. Cardiovascular disease is the number one killer of men and women in the United States. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital and Seneca Family Practice. People you know, care you trust.
To be successful in the agricultural market these days, you need the right equipment, the highest quality seed, and a relentless work ethic. With so much riding on the bottom line, can you afford to have anything but the best for crop protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas, for peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Beth Dieters, the right agent to help you, at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Call 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance, an equal opportunity provider.
KMZA.
Quarters here in the boys' game. Donovan West leads Onega 39-26. 12 points for Cason Huckless. He's been almost single-handedly keeping Onega in this ball game, but they still got some work to do here. As we begin the fourth quarter, Onega with the basketball. Olderman gives to Connor Nider from the wing. Entry pass to Fisher. That's deflected and out of bounds, and that will keep it with the Buffaloes. 9 points for Cooper Eberle, 8 for Kelby Windmeyer, 11 for Colter Peterson, who was held scoreless in that period, 7 for Michael Albers, who hasn't scored since the first quarter. As mentioned, he's been dealing with some foul trouble. He's got 3, and he is currently not in the ballgame as well for D-West. High post catch for Fisher, kicks out to Nider. He'll drive right side from the block. Shot is too strong off the glass. Long rebound to Eberle. Everly will hand it back to Peterson after Nider had a beat on him, tried to poke it away from him from behind. Peterson hands it to Hudson Penny from the right side. They'll come towards the middle. High post catch, Winmeyer. Back towards the basket, kicks it out of there. Penny drive, left side, wraparound pass, getting around Peterson. Gets it out to Kelby Winmeyer, out to Peterson, to the top of the key to reset. Dribbles to the left wing. Now to Penny. Kind of wasted some time here as we are 1 minute into this fourth quarter. Nice crossover dribble. Penny goes to his left in the middle. And that pass stolen by Connor Nider. Tried to go to the corner to Eberle. Pass deflected from Nider, intended for Coulterman, off the knee of Colter Peterson, and it will go to bounds and stay with the Buffalo. Maddox Conis will exit. Casey Nutbliss will check in and get a little bit of an extra breather. Here's the inbound. Goes to the wing on the left side for Connor Nider, the senior. To the freshman at the top of the key, Hutfliss. Again, leading the team in scoring with 12. Coulterman, their leading scorer on the season. Entry pass to Fisher. Pull a jumper for Hutfliss on the pass. And high post, that one's no good. Halfway down, popped out of there. Good look from the freshman, but couldn't quite get it to go this time. It's a very consistent tonight. That one a rare miss. Peterson drives right. It's stopped from about 8 feet away. Kicks it out. Top of the key, Peterson gets it right back. Again, he was held scoreless in that third quarter, but he still leads the team in scoring with 11. Peterson stops. Back out to Peterson. Those two go back and forth here in this drive, and now a foul on the floor will be called against Graham Valberg. Pushed off a little bit on Peterson. That's just his first. Inbound will be near half court on the right side for Hudson Penny. And he's going to try a three, uncontested. That's off the heel, no good. And rebound by Hutfliss of Onega. He gets a stop. Onega needs to get things going offensively, going here in a hurry. They want to get back in this one. They had their deficit cut down to 9. It's fast deflected out to Valberg. He'll drive middle. Lob to Hutfliss. Nice head fake. He'll dribble once and pull up. Heavily defended jumper is no good this time from the freshman. Rebound for Dawson West. Dance best, Penny on the run, drives middle. He lost it out of bounds, and they're going to say it was not touched. So it'll be a turnover to Onega. 5:39 to go in the ball game. Still 39-26, just like the third quarter. Some time expiring without both teams scoring here. Coulterman from the top of the key, bounce pass to the left side for Valberg. Fisher, kick to the right side corner. Three on the way. Coulterman, this one too strong. Rebound for Cooper Eberle. Onega struggled from beyond the arc. They have two makes. Double-digit attempts, though. Three ball for Dustin Beach this time. Left side wing is good, and there's his first basket of the night. And the first basket for either team here in this fourth quarter. 42-26, a big-time basket there. They now have their largest lead of the game. It's up to 16. 3 minutes are gone here in this fourth quarter. Have a sketch, Hutfliss, turns, fires. That one is good, except for a couple of misses. He has 14, timeout called by head coach Jason Playcamp of Onega. 4:55 to go, 42-28, and we'll step aside for 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
42-28. Jonathan West leading home against Onega. 4:55 left to go. Got some scores for you, including Clifton Clyde boys leading Hanover 35-16. Also have Valley Heights and Lynn in overtime, tied 50-50. And also Blue Valley Randolph, they fall to Washington County by a hefty amount. 71-47 was the final in that one. Scoring update brought to you by Holt House Auto House in Fairview. Hiawatha Riverside boys going to overtime, 36-36. Also Holston defeating Jeff West 50-40. And also a trailing girls score Jefferson County North girls beat Horton 52-33. This was brought to you by Hold House Auto House in Fairview. In time to update your vehicle, how many Hold House vehicles have you seen today? HoldHouseAutoHouse.com. Penny with an interior catch. Nice find for Alvarez. Wide open, and he lays it up and in. Almost was a little bit too strong, but Alvarez with his first basket since the first quarter, he has 9. And that big-time basket makes it 44-28 with 4.5 to play. Valberg, entry pass to Race Fisher. He's double teamed. He'll kick it out. Valberg, 3. No good. Rebound, Albers. Here goes Penny at the left side. Dribbles to the corner. Nice backdoor cut. Peterson, jump shot over Fisher. Too strong. Rebound, Albers. Up over Valberg. And that's good on the putback. A couple of big-time baskets for Albers, and they now grow the largest lead. It's 18. 46-28, Donovan West, halfway through the fourth quarter. Donovan West is on their way to winning their first game at home in Twin Valley League play since February 18th, 2022. Driving baseline, Fisher, kick it out to Coulterman. And nice hands by Jackson Coulterman to reach in and get the jump ball. Possession arrow, Donovan West. Matt Aconis will check in. So a score, a stop, a score, and a stop out of the timeout called by Onega. Donovan West starting to pull away here in this fourth. This is Colter Peterson with it from the top of the key. And drive on the right side. He gets pushed. A foul on the floor. And that will go against Connor Nider, his third. Team foul number 2 with 3:27 remaining. Mentioned these two teams battling for placement in the Donovan West sub-state standings. And we'll take a look at those once again. Onega currently in 7th place at 1-13. They'd be the 7th seed. The season were to end before this game finalized. Northern Heights would be the 6th at 1-13 as well. And Donovan West, the 5th seed at 2-13. And right side, nice little push off, or lack thereof, of Colter Peterson to get away from his defender and get it back. Driving right, left side, he stopped near the elbow, bounce pass. Penny driving in the lane, backdoor cut, shot off the glass, no good as he falls over. And Honus had it poked away from him, and off of his foot out of bounds. It'll stay with Donovan West with 3:01 remaining. The Mustangs getting some separation away from Northern Heights and Onega to get the 5 seed. That would give them a game at Troy. But Berlin Game is right there as well. Berlin Game, the 3 seed at 8-6. Troy, the 4 seed, 7-7 currently. And Centralia and Bishop Seabury, duplicate records at 10-4. According to Keisha, Panthers have the tiebreaker. Polo jumper 15. Footer is good for Hudson Penny. That is his first, make that his second basket of the half. He's got 6. And a 20-point lead for the first time tonight for the Mustangs, 48-28. Enter pass, Fisher goes to work against Albers. He's triple-teamed. Kick it out, Coulterman for 3. Good, left side corner. Jackson Coulterman with his second basket of the game. He made the first basket of the game. He makes it 48-31. Another timeout called by Onega with 2:21 remaining. This will be just a 30-second timeout, so we'll go ahead and keep it here. So Clifton Clyde, as mentioned, they are currently taking care of business against Hanover. And if they were to hold on, they would improve to 8-0, trying to get some separation atop the standings in the TVL. They're currently a half game up on Centralia and Hanover. And that game is at Hanover as well. So Hanover, as mentioned, they're losing handily. 35-16 at half. So if Clifton Clyde can hold on to that, they will have a one-game lead ahead of Centralia going in to the set of games on Friday. Centralia playing St. Mary's tonight, a very difficult task for head coach Nick Evans. Panthers still have some work to do the rest of the season. They have Blue Valley Randolph coming up a week from tonight at home. A home game on the 16th against Clifton Clyde and at Axel on the 20th. To finish up their season. So they got some tough tests ahead of them to test their currently perfect 6-0 record. As for Clifton Clyde, they'll be their last game, and the putback from Michael Albers is no good. A foul against Duncan West going the other way. Clifton Clyde's final game versus the top half of the league will be at that game at Centralia on the 16th. They can take care of business in that game. They would all lock up first place in the Twin Valley League standings in 2023-2024. So Centralia has to win that game in order to catch a piece. But Centralia does control their own destiny. Three-pointer no good from Jackson Coltman, rebound Cooper Everly for Donovan West. Either of those teams, they win out, they win the league. As for Hanover winning tonight, or excuse me, losing tonight, would all but eliminate their chances to win the league as a foul on the floor. And that's called against Jackson Coltman, his third. That would all but eliminate them. Well, I guess I shouldn't say it would eliminate them, but it would give them a long shot odds with their lone remaining game against the top half of the league being at Axel on the 19th. They have dropped their games both to Centralia and Clifton Clyde. Those two kind of be in the league of their own as the pass deflected out of bounds. Not even deflected. It'll go to Onega. Turnover by Donovan West with 1:32 to go. 48-31, Donovan West leading Onega. These two teams both winless in the league coming into tonight. And Donovan West will get their third win of the regular season and their first win here at home in CBL play since February 17, 2022, as Casey Huffless knocked down another mid-range jumper. He's got 16. A bounce pass from Peterson to Albers, who lays it up and in. He's got six more in this quarter. Scoreless in the middle two quarters. He had seven in the first quarter, six more here. He has 13 points. And 1 minute left to go in this one. Three ball, Nider, right side wing, no good. Rebound, Colter Peterson. Effort from him tonight, now a foul against Jackson Coltman. In a frustrating night for the leading scorer for the Buffaloes, averaging a little over 11 points per game. He has just five here tonight. And no field goal makes in the second and third quarters, made a three-pointer. And that three-pointer here in the fourth quarter was his first make since the first basket of the ballgame. LJ Kelzer back in the game for Onega. So is Graham Valberg. 50-33, just some cleanup work here for Donovan West. And what a fantastic performance by these Mustangs. A very young squad. Don't have a whole lot of length, don't have a whole lot of depth, but boy, they have a lot of fight and a great shooting as well. Terrific guard play. And the big time improvements that Michael Albers has had in his game. He was such a unconfident interior player a year ago, but he plays with such presence down low on offense and on defense as well. Talk about his defensive efforts this season, getting four blocks and six rebounds a game this year. And they're going to hold on to it for the final 15 seconds left. So congratulations to Donovan West. As they're going to get this win, 50-33, 6 seconds left as our postgame show is going to be coming up next, brought to you by Theodore's Real Estate, and there is your final. 50-33 officially now. Let's step aside for a couple minutes here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limpcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate postgame show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
Are you tired of one-size-fits-all insurance? Become a champion of choice with an independent insurance agent. We're not tied to one company. At SBS Insurance Agency, we shop a variety of options to find the coverage that suits you. Experience the freedom of tailored insurance solutions, personalized service, and unwavering support. Choose SBS today. Your coverage, your way. Call us and let us navigate the insurance maze for you.
SBS Insurance, the home team's pulling for you. SBS.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
This is Whitney Wilson, owner of Downtown Seneca's best apparel, footwear, and accessory store. We believe in the power of community and the importance of supporting our local businesses. When you shop with us, you're not just buying apparel, footwear, and accessories. You're investing in your local community. At Fitted, we help you feel comfortable in your own skin. Shop small, shop local, shop Fitted with us, and be a part of something bigger. Stop by and see why people come back time and time again to visit with our friendly staff. Shop small, shop local, shop Fitted in downtown Seneca, Kansas.
There are a lot of jobs out there. Come for a job and stay for a career at Life Care Center of Seneca. We are offering a $3,500 sign-on bonus for all nursing staff. As an employee, when you refer a new hire, you're paid $1,000. The bonus pay starts on the first check. Flexible schedules, education assistance for license and certifications, and excellent pay and benefits. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528, 336-3528.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
FM KMZA.
Final score, Donovan West 50, Onega 33. Back here in Highland for your post-game show brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate online at beoutdoors.com. Starting off with your leading scores for Onega, 16 points for Casey Hutblitz. He put himself together a nice effort tonight. 5 points in the second quarter and 7 in the third quarter, 4 more in the fourth. Unfortunately for the Buffaloes, it wasn't enough as they weren't able to get a whole lot of help outside of Hutblitz. 6 for Race Fisher, 5 for Jackson Coulterman, 3 apiece for Maddox Honeth and Connor Nider. As for Donovan West, 13 points for Michael Albers, 7 in the first quarter, 6 very important points in the fourth quarter. Again, 13 for him. He is going to be your player of the game, brought to you by Farmer State Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan. Providing modern banking services, visit bankwithfarmers.com. So once again, your player of the game brought to you by Farmers State Bank is Michael Albers, the sophomore forward for Donovan West. 11 points for the sophomore guard, Colter Peterson. He had all of his points in the first half. 9 points for Cooper Everly on 3 three-pointers out of 6 attempts. Also 6 points for Hudson Penny. 8 points for Kelby Windmeyer and 3 for Dustin Veach. So a huge win for Donovan West, as mentioned, their first league win at home since February 17th, 2022. And they are now 1-8 in league play, 3-13 on the season. And that will give them a nice leg up on Northern Heights and Onega trying to get the fifth seed in the Donovan West boys sub-state standings and possibly have to play the fourth seed instead of the three seed in round number one. So that is going to do it here for this one. Thank you so much for tuning in here on this Tuesday evening. Once again, Donovan West gets a sweep here tonight with the Donovan West girls winning 66-34 and the Donovan West boys winning 50-33. From Jared Sluffy, Kurt Kilman back in the booth. Thanks for tuning in here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Nailed it.